Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Samvidhan Hatya Divas, 50 years of emergency. The participants are Dr. A. Surya Prakash, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, senior journalist.
The president has proclaimed emergency.
जून की वो रात देश की आत्मा को कुचल दिया गया था.
Today, the country is observing the 50th anniversary of one of the darkest chapters of political history in post-independence era. The imposition of internal emergency on June 25, 1975 is a chapter that very few Indians forget. And for those of us who have lived through those times, it's a very difficult era and difficult period. To know more about it, we have with us Dr. A. Surya Prakash, who has been through it right from the time from the imposition of emergency on June 25th, midnight. The next 21 months, how the country went through. Professor Surya Prakash, if you can take us through the early days when you were with the Indian Express Bangalore, when this whole episode began.
Today is Samvidhan Hatya Divas. Actually, the constitution was wrecked from within by the Indira Gandhi government on June 25, 1975, with the imposition of the emergency. I was with the Indian Express Bangalore at that time, and I was woken up early morning of 26th by the chief reporter and said, emergency has been imposed, you could rush to the office. We all had no idea. There are so many provisions in the constitution we do not know about. So this was one such, Article 352, which had been used. And anyway, the consequence of that was, for example, in Karnataka, immediately they imposed censorship on newspapers all over the country. In Karnataka, the Inspector General of Police was appointed chief censor. He had police inspectors and people from the information department who are scrutinizing what we are writing in the Indian Express and editorials and all that. So can you imagine it can happen only in a fascist state where a man in uniform will decide the content of media and newspapers.
Dr. Surya Prakash, we all remember having read, and the fact, two things were, most political leaders in the opposition were picked up, what was known as the midnight knock. That is a time, as you said, post-midnight when the emergency was imposed, and political leaders who were opposed to the Congress party rule and the Prime Minister Indira Gandhi were put in jail. The numbers swelled by the day and night.
On June 12, 1975, the Allahabad High Court gave its judgment, virtually unseating Indira Gandhi and holding her guilty of corrupt electoral practice. Now, after that, desperate attempts were made to keep her in office. And the planning went on in the Prime Minister's house, and nobody knew about it. In fact, on the night of 25th, she goes along with Siddharth Shankar Ray to the President and says, we have to deploy Article 352, and I'm going to send you a note and all that. She did not call a meeting of the Cabinet. And it was all done very secretively. So secretively that the emergency was imposed around midnight, and all the top opposition leaders, including Jai Prakash Narayan and everybody else, was arrested that night. But in her own cabinet, the Law Minister H.R. Gokhale had no idea about it, and he learnt about it. I think he was informed early morning and asked to rush to the Prime Minister's house for a cabinet meeting at 6 a.m. on 26th of June. Cabinet Secretary B.D. Pandey was totally clueless. He was woken up at 4:30 a.m. on 26th June and asked to rush to the Prime Minister's house because the emergency has been imposed and a cabinet meeting will take place. Home Secretary S.L. Khurana, he was pulled out of bed at 6 a.m. and said, the cabinet meeting is on, you come here. Then he also didn't know. Even more interesting, Atma Ram, the director of Intelligence Bureau, he is the head of Intelligence Bureau. He knew nothing of all the arrests and everything. And he was woken up and pulled out of bed, and he learned when he went to office that morning. So the cabinet meeting at 6 a.m. was called to ratify the decision of the Prime Minister taken the previous night. This was absolutely illegal, unconstitutional because all these decisions of this nature had to get cabinet assent, but here it was cabinet was just informed.
Dr. Surbakash, you mentioned of the fact about provision of the Constitution, Article 352 was taken recourse to. So here was the provision within the Constitution, which was used by the government to do what it wanted to do. And then, of course, there are many other instances where the Constitution, as we mentioned in the beginning, was wrecked from within.
Yes. For example, 25th June, Article 352 was deployed to impose an internal emergency. On June 27, the president issued another order suspending Article 21. Article 21 says right to life and personal liberty. Our right to life as citizens and our personal liberty is guaranteed by Article 21. The president suspended that and he suspended other fundamental rights of citizens. Now, this was challenged before many high courts and the Chief Justice A.N. Ray decided to pull all those cases to the Supreme Court. There was a 5-judge bench. Chief Justice A.N. Ray and Justices H.R. Khanna, Bhagwati, Chandrachud and A.N. Begg. This is the bench that examined what is known as the habeas corpus case. Also, Shivkant Shukla versus ADM Jabalpur. In that, the issue was whether the Article 21 right to life can be suspended. And H.R. Khanna asked the Attorney General Nirande, what if a policeman were to shoot dead somebody in the police station? Is there no relief for the family? Can they not move courts? So the Attorney General said, my lord, it shocks my conscience, it will shock yours, but there is no relief for the family so long as the president's order is in existence. So we had lost our right to life, forget about other things. That is the terrible consequence of dictatorship, and that is why I am of the view that this was a fascist regime that lasted 21 months.
Dr. Surbakash, there were several more amendments made in law, one to perpetuate the rule the way, and of course, parliamentary elections itself was put off. The life of parliament was extended because the elections would have been due otherwise early. So all this happened in that 21 months course of time.
Yeah, that is true. But so let's discuss two amendments of the Constitution, horrendous amendments, 39th Amendment. This was done in order to protect Indira Gandhi and to prevent the Supreme Court from hearing the election petition against her. The Allahabad High Court judgment that had unseated her, this was petitioned before Supreme Court by her lawyers, and that case was coming up and she wanted to prevent that. So what they did, I think it was a Thursday when the 39th Amendment, which said that this is out of bounds for Supreme Court. Henceforth, Committee of Parliament will examine all election complaints against the Prime Minister and President, Vice President and Speaker. That is what the 39th Amendment is. So it was passed on a Thursday by Lok Sabha. And then they violated all rules which require that you give at least 3 to 7 days time to Rajya Sabha to digest what has happened and to take it up in the next house. So it was moved in the Rajya Sabha first thing in the morning on Friday, and it was quickly passed in 2 hours after an alleged debate. And then since it involved the powers and rights of states, it had to be ratified by at least one half of the states of the country. So on Saturday, can you imagine, that was largely a one-party rule country at that time, India was. And so all the state assemblies were summoned on Saturday morning and they went through the motions of ratifying the 39th Amendment. And then came the president's assent on Sunday morning, and then it was notified, gazetted, because the case was coming up at 10 a.m. in the Supreme Court on Monday. So the moment the court opened and the judges sat to hear the case, the Attorney General said, my lords, you cannot hear this case because Parliament has passed the 39th Amendment, which says only the Committee of Parliament can look at this issue. That is how the Constitution Amendment was brought, just to protect one individual. Then we come to the 42nd Amendment, which is one of the most atrocious amendments ever passed by our Parliament. This was a wholesale attack on the judiciary. They took away the powers of high courts and they took away, denuded the powers of the Supreme Court also. And the worst things I found in the 42nd Amendment was that it passed a law which said that there is no need for quorum in Parliament. So which means one or two MPs could stand up, minister could move something, and one or two MPs could speak and have it passed. 42nd Amendment also permitted the President, this is another atrocious amendment, permitted the President to, through executive order, to amend the Constitution. You know how complicated it is to amend the Constitution. Article 368, 3-4, two-thirds majority in each house, and then to be ratified by states and all. So this was all circumvented with this 42nd Amendment. So these are two terrible amendments which can be passed only in a fascist state, in a dictatorship. It cannot happen in a democracy.
Dr. Subrakash, one remembrance or difficult collection of that time was the use of what was known as the Maintenance of Internal Security Act, an act through which several political leaders were targeted and many civil rights and civil activists, public speaking individuals, they were all booked under this act. So could you tell us a little more about what happened and this whole act that was
being... Yeah. In fact, this Maintenance of Internal Security Act, under that act, they could deny bail to the person arrested. So they used Maintenance of Internal Security Act and Defense of India rules and arrested large-scale arrest of political prisoners and thousands of them. In fact, in the country, there was some large number of people were arrested because of this thing. And for example, in Delhi, the Tihar Jail superintendent told the Shah Commission that Tihar Jail can accommodate some 4,000 or something prisoners, and over 6,000 have flowed in. So he told the Lieutenant General, this is impossible, how am I to manage? Then Naveen Chawla was the secretary to the Lieutenant Governor. He visited Tihar Jail and he told the superintendent to build cells made of asbestos in June of Delhi when the temperature is 44, 46 degrees. He wanted all these political prisoners to be put in asbestos cells. And he also said the rest of them can be put in the lunatic cell. So this is the evidence that came before Shah Commission. Those that give you an idea how completely everything can get derailed, democracy can get derailed in a dictatorship.
Dr. Subrakash, one aspect that many people remember talk is the compulsory sterilization program, where targets were fixed for bureaucrats and overzealous bureaucrats drove innocent and even young children to, and that was one of the excesses.
One story is of Uttavar village in Haryana, where it was a Muslim majority village. 80% citizens were Muslims, and they surrounded the village. This was on Bansilal's orders, and took all male residents from 8 years to 80 years to a camp in Nu village near Uttavar, and they were all vasectomized and sent back. This is what can happen to you in a dictatorship. That is why people must become aware of this.
One point which you mentioned at the beginning is the imposition of internal emergency led to the imposition of censorship. And we read reports of how the power supply was disrupted to Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg, where all the press printing presses were there, and Indian Express is always remembered as a paper which stood up and protested and rather stood up against the values.
Absolutely. And some newspapers like the Indian Express would find ways of dealing with this.
Dr. Subrakash, we hope that such a day never occurs in Indian history again. And a day like this, when we are observing it, reminds people the value of freedom and freedom of expression and speech guaranteed to us under the Indian Constitution. Thank you for sparing time.
Absolutely, I agree with you, Prasadji.
You were listening to a discussion on Samvidhan Hatya Divas, 50 Years of Emergency. The participants were Dr. A. Suryaprakash, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, senior journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.